Build the Cloudflare agent as 4 platform bindings, not as a framework wrapped around 5 external services. A durable object owns the conversation and schedule. Workers AI runs the model and embeddings, R2 stores source documents, and Vectorize retrieves relevant chunks. Cloudflare's agents docs describe each agent as a TypeScript class running on a durable object with SQL storage, WebSockets, and scheduling. The starter template already uses Workers AI with no external model key, Cloudflare agents docs, retrieve 2026-514. The missed point from Agents Week is architectural, not cosmetic. Most agent tutorials start with an LLM SDK and bolt on Postgres, RDIs, object storage, a vector database, and a queue. Cloudflare starts with a named stateful object and gives it bindings. That inversion changes what you optimize. Less glue code, more attention to object boundaries, hibernation, index dimensions, and what belongs in the agent versus the retrieval layer. Cloudflare's own Agents Week recap frames the release as the agentic cloud, spanning compute, security, and agent tooling rather than one new SDK, Agents Week in Review, retrieved 2026-514. That broad launch matters here because the smallest credible build now uses multiple Cloudflare primitives together. An agent without R2 becomes hard to audit. RAG without Vectorize becomes another hosted database decision. Long jobs without workflows become fragile request handlers. Start with one durable object per user or session. Use the agent durable object as the interaction boundary because Cloudflare's SDK gives every named agent instance durable SQL storage, real-time client sync, WebSocket handling, and scheduled tasks in one class. Cloudflare agents docs, retrieved 2026-514. The practical rule is simple. One busy person, workspace, tenant, or workflow gets one named object. Do not put all users into one global agent. Start from the official template, then strip it down. The starter repository is intentionally broad. Chat, tools, vision, scheduling, and approval examples are already wired for Cloudflare's agent runtime, Cloudflare/agent-starter, retrieved 2026-514. For a RAG agent, keep the chat lifecycle and replace demo tools with one retrieval tool. That file is the real architecture diagram. The agent has one local state boundary, chat agent, one model binding AI, one blob store docs, and one semantic index Vectorize. Everything else is TypeScript. If you're coming from hosted SDK design, the shift is from framework managed glossary slash agent orchestration to platform managed bindings. Put chat state in the agent, source files in R2, and chunks in Vectorize separate state by access pattern. The agent durable object should keep conversation messages, per user settings, scheduled work, and small glossary slash agent memory that must follow the live session. R2 should keep full source documents and generated artifacts because Cloudflare positions R2 for large unstructured data with no egress bandwidth fees, R2 pricing, retrieved 2026-514. Vectorize should keep only embedding vectors plus retrieval metadata. Here is the minimal environment surface. The ingestion path is intentionally boring. Store the original file, split it, embed chunks, then upsert vectors. Cloudflare's Vectorize embeddings tutorial calls out the important compatibility detail. When using /bcf/bge-base-nv15, create the Vectorize index with 768 dimensions, Vectorize embeddings guide, retrieved 2026-514. Create it once. The dimension choice is not a formatting detail. Vector index dimensions and metric are part of the storage layout, so changing embedding models later usually means rebuilding the index. Pick the embedding model before you ingest production documents. Expose retrieval as one tool, not a second agent loop. Make retrieval a tool called by the chat agent because Workers AI and Vectorize already sit behind bindings. The tool embeds the user's query, searches the user's namespace, and returns short grounded context. Vectorize's documented limits include large paid plan index counts and up to 10 million vectors per index. But the retrieval shape still works best when each query asks for a small top K result set, Vectorize limits, retrieved 2026-514. Now wire that tool into the chat agent. The answer first design is deliberate. The agent handles conversation and tool orchestration. Vectorize handles recall. R2 remains the recoverable source of truth. When retrieval looks wrong, you can re-embed from R2 without trying to reconstruct lost text from vector metadata. Route requests by stable names, then let agents hibernate route each user or workspace to a stable, durable object name because Cloudflare's agent model is named instance-based. A request wakes the instance reads durable state, does work, and hibernates when idle Cloudflare agents docs, retrieved 2026-5-14. This is where Cloudflare's model departs from normal stateless workers. The production caveat is single threading. Durable objects are excellent session coordinators, but each object is still an ordered execution point. Cloudflare's agents limits page describes large account level scale and a 30-second CPU time budget that refreshes when an agent receives a new HTTP request, agents limits, retrieved 2026-5-14. That points to the correct shard key, user, workspace, document, or workflow, not the application. Cost depends on hibernation. Durable object pricing charges requests, storage, and duration. The pricing docs state that duration applies while JavaScript is actively executing, or while the object is idle but not eligible for hibernation. Durable objects pricing, retrieved 2026-5-14. For chat, hibernate WebSockets and avoid background timers that keep the isolate hot. Know the limits before you turn this into a product. The build is small, but the product constraints are real. Workers AI pricing is neuron-based with a daily free allocation and model-specific rates. Workers AI pricing, retrieved 2026-5-14. Vectorize has explicit index, vector, metadata, and top K limits. Vectorize limits, retrieved 2026-5-14. Durable objects have CPU, storage, and duration rules. R2 has cheap storage but class A write costs. The clean operating model looks like this. Layer store here avoid agent durable object messages, session state, schedules, approvals raw PDFs. High churn document blobs are two uploaded documents, generated files, artifacts per message state that must sync live vectorize embeddings, source keys, short chunk metadata full canonical document, copies workers AI inference and embeddings business state or audit records for multi-step jobs that run longer than a chat request. Add workflows instead of stretching one agent method forever. Cloudflare's durable agent workflow guide shows an agent paired with workflows so long-running research steps can checkpoint, retry, and stream progress back to the UI. Workflows durable agents guide, retrieved 2026-5-14. A useful rough cost model is per interaction, not per agent. A message that retrieves context pays for one agent request, one embedding call, one vectorize query, one chat completion, and any R2 read if you fetch canonical source text. Idle sessions should not dominate the bill if WebSocket hibernation is configured correctly. Active model calls will. That makes observability straightforward. Log request count, model selection, prompt tokens, embedding count, vectorized dimensions queried, and R2 class A class B operations. The main engineering trap is overusing the durable object database because it feels convenient. Keep audit records and canonical content out of the chat object unless they must participate in real-time state. Agent SQL is excellent for messages, tool approvals, and small per-session memory. R2 is better for replayable artifacts. Vectorize is better for fuzzy recall. Workflows are better for work that should survive deploys and external outages. Test the pipeline in three passes before trusting the chat answer. First, call ingest with a tiny text fixture and confirm the return chunk count matches your splitter. Second, issue a query whose answer appears verbatim in one chunk and log the vectorize match IDs before the model sees them. Third, ask the chat agent the same question and require it to cite the source key returned by the retrieval tool. That isolates ingestion bugs from retrieval bugs from model grounding bugs. The same separation helps when you add auth. The root handler should authenticate the user and derive ownerid. The durable object name, R2 key prefix, and vectorize namespace should all come from that same identity boundary. If those three diverge, you have built a cross-tenant retrieval bug. Cloudflare's platform makes the primitives cheap to compose, but it does not remove the need for one clear tenancy key across storage, retrieval, and chat routing. That is the same boundary discipline we teach in course /AI Agent Security for Developers, AI Agent Security for Developers. For production, add two boring controls early. A maximum document size before R2 upload and a maximum number of chunks per ingestion call. Without those limits, one bad upload can create a large embedding bill or a noisy namespace that degrades retrieval for the user. The agent should also store the ingestion status in its own state so the UI can say index 12 chunks, instead of letting users infer freshness from answer quality. Curl xpost /h content type, text plain /data binary at handbook, txt expected output, chunks, 12, this is the smallest useful production shape. Upload to R2, embed with workers AI, retrieve from vectorize, answer through the agent. It is not the only shape, but it keeps every piece replaceable. You can swap the chat model through AI gateway later, rebuild the vector index later, or move large document processing into workflows without changing the user-facing agent identity. If you want to build the rest of this pattern into deployable agent workflows, the natural next step is course/multi-agent orchestration A2A, where we connect stateful agents, tool calls, handoffs, and production control plane design.